So this is my first episode. Before we get into it, I have to already make a correction. You'll hear me say that in a baby carrier, you want the babies to sit in a W shape. Well, I got that flipped upside down. It's actually an M shape. It's where you want the knees higher than the butt. So, yep, it's an M shape, not a W shape. Sorry. Hope you enjoy the podcast episode. Welcome to the Momstructed podcast. I'm Momstructed Mama, and I'll be the host.
And I'm Flick. I will be the husband.
The husband.
The husband.
The husband co-host.
The co-host husband. Yes.
Okay. We have a blog. Well, I have a blog that I've recently been writing on.
You have nine whole posts.
Nine whole posts. 10 to come soon.
I'm very proud of her.
We also have Facebook. We have Instagram. We have Twitter. I don't enjoy Twitter, so I let Flick take care of that.
I do take care of the Twitter.
I just don't understand how you're supposed to get everything you need to say in, what, 140 characters?
140 characters is more than enough.
I don't know about that. So, this podcast is something that I've always wanted to do. After I had baby Belle, who is our daughter, I guess we should talk about her.
Yes,
huh?
Yes, that's our daughter.
She's kind of the whole inspiration behind this, huh?
Absolutely.
So after we had baby Belle, I've got really interested in just learning everything I can. I guess that's where Momstructed comes from, is I guess you guys probably want to know what that means, huh? That would probably help.
Unless they're blog readers, then they know.
Unless they're blog readers. Good point. Yes.
Devotees will know.
So Momstructed is just kind of something that I come up with one day when I was...
I believe I asked her to do something. That was probably how it came.
Yeah, and I walked off and completely just one thing led to another, and Flick asked me again, hey, did you get that done? And I said, no, I was Momstructed.
Yeah, because she was probably, I don't know, folding diapers or throwing a load in the dryer.
I was probably supposed to, like, make lunch or something for baby Belle, and I ended up folding diapers instead. How that came about, I have no idea. But that's how a mom's mind works, so. Momstructed also means just when you become a mom. Well, for me, that became my whole, baby Belle became my whole world, and I wanted to learn everything I could about anything and everything that had to do with being a parent and kids and babies. And so instead of doing chores around the house or focusing while I'm at work
or taking a shower,
I'm researching and I'm learning everything I can about how to be a good mom and just things that I hear and I want to learn more about.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys will understand that more as you listen and as you read the blog, I'm sure. So I don't even know what led into that.
Just letting them know what Momstructed means.
Yeah. So I'd like to, I guess, every episode talk about a Momstructed moment. Like, what's Momstructing me at the time?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you could kind of speak to that as you experience it looking from the outside in.
Yeah. I like to think of this as kind of like a companion piece to the blog. I mean, it's. I don't think the blog is going to stop. I don't think podcast is going to be the only outlet, but this is kind of going to be kind of like the the sister podcast of the blog, because you know we'll be able to elaborate a lot more, because I know you say you can talk things through a lot better than you can write them out.
Yeah,
so
I talked about it in my first blog post, which if you guys decide to start reading the blog, I really recommend you read that first post just to kind of get an idea of what it's about and what will be coming. But I hope to write a little bit and then really elaborate on the podcast. So I'm not a very good writer. I was never very good in English. Really not really any subject besides gym, but that's okay.
I think she's a great writer. Very conversational, and I like it. It's just the right reading for me.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. That's very nice of you. So, my mom's traction lately.
Yes.
Has been woven wraps.
Woven wraps, yes.
He says as he starts sweating. So, if you don't know, if you're not familiar with baby wearing, that's, you know, you see people walking around with their kid strapped to the front of them or their back. That's baby wearing. There's multiple different types of carriers out there. And it's wonderful because it lets you have your hands free.
And what, two hands?
Two hands.
Wow.
And I hope to write, or I guess write and podcast more about specific carriers. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm really into learning more about this woven wrap. We just came back from MommyCon in Chicago.
Yes.
Which was amazing. And that's definitely going to be our next blog. Or I'm sorry, we blogged about it. And it's going to be our next podcast.
Yes, it was quite an experience for me, being a husband as well.
Yeah, but you're so great, so supportive. There are many dads there.
Oh, there were, absolutely. I think I saw online that there were over 200 dads there.
That's great.
And I believe it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Out of the 1,300, 200 of them were males. So that was, it was excellent to see.
Yeah. But yeah, so they had an overabundance of different wraps. They had all sorts of carriers there that you could try on. And we'll talk about that in the next one. But the wraps, I think I told you when we were there that I didn't understand them,
mm-hmm.
and I just don't see why you would want to take all that time.
It does look like a big process. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, it's for those that you don't know, it's like a big piece of fabric.
A huge piece of fabric that you have to wrap around you and the baby, and I mean, it just looks like a whole thing.
It's a process, yeah. So I got on this wonderful Facebook page, the Baby Wears International of Indianapolis. I think that's what they call themselves. The name's changed. But, and I talked to all the, or asked questions about why do you want to wear that? I have a Tula, which is a soft structure carrier, which is the kind that just snaps on. A lot of you are probably familiar with the Baby Bjorn. That's a sort of a soft structure carrier. But, it's just so easy,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can just unwrap it, click it on, throw her in it, and
Belle
we're good.
Belle loves it, yeah.
Belle loves it. Yeah. We're both comfortable. I do think that after a while, my shoulders and my back kind of start to hurt a little bit. I don't know if that's because of bad posture. I don't know if that's because it fits me incorrectly, but, so I'm really interested in wraps now. So it all started off. We got a baby Bjorn for our baby shower.
Are we going to go into this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
No, I'm just curious.
Okay. Because, I mean, every episode I want to do a mom's traction.
Sure.
So this is my mom's traction.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. So we got a baby Bjorn, and we just thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Absolutely.
And we used it.
We didn't know.
We had no idea.
Yeah.
Anything.
Right.
And most parents probably don't.
Right.
So,
first-time parents especially.
Yeah. So, with these carriers, you have to be very careful because, and I'm sure you all have heard, well, they're terrible for the hips.
The baby's hips.
The baby's hips, yes. But there's something called a seat in these carriers. And that's just how the baby, you want your baby to be sitting in a W shape. So their hips are aligned. And the way it used to be, I'm sure that Baby Bjorn has come out and totally transformed their carrier. I don't know. But it used to be that the legs just dangled, and they weren't in a sitting position.
And that's dangerous for prolonged times, being dangling.
Right,
legs.
Right.
Yeah.
And extended periods of, wearing, yeah. Which, if you're a baby wearer, you're going to wear for extended periods of time.
Absolutely.
So that's what we got first. And then I joined this group on Facebook, and I learned that there are multiple types of carriers.
And it turned my life upside down.
There are soft structure carriers. There are ring slings. There are woven wraps. So many of each different kind, too. Mm-hmm. So each of those have different types. So I said, let's get a Lily baby. That's what I think I want. Which is a type of soft structure carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
And those are, I mean, they're fairly expensive, what, $90. We got it used, which I totally recommend you do.
Especially if you either know the person or are getting it from a baby wearing group, so you know it was taken care of.
And right, exactly. Yeah. So we did that. And I begged and I pleaded, please let me do this. Okay, that's fine. If you're going to use it, that's great. So then we had that. And then I fell in love with the Tula. I fell in love with the idea of the Tula. But the Lilla baby was wonderful. Mm-hmm. But
still is wonderful.
It still is. You use that, right?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. So the Tula, they are so cute. And really, in all honesty, I do feel more comfortable in it. Mm-hmm. I think
you have said your back feels
better. My back feels much better wearing Belle for that long period of time in that. It's a little bit cooler too, I think.
Airy,
yeah. It's a like a canvas type of a fabric. Mm-hmm. As where the Lilla baby's more of like a cotton. It's organic. It's organic cotton. Yeah,
so it's a little thicker. Yeah.
So
especially in the summer.
Yeah.
Belle would sweat.
She's so sweaty. Something fierce,
yeah.
So we got the Tula, which was more expensive.
A heart attack almost. Yeah.
I begged and I pleaded. Mm-hmm. We got it used again.
We did get it used.
I'm really good at researching and finding good deals and getting stuff secondhand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we went up a little bit more in price than that.
We did.
And then I was so happy. I've been happy with it. It's my go-to carrier.
Absolutely.
But then around the house, we...
It's not as convenient.
It's not as convenient. And baby Belle...
She wants up and down.
All the time. It's up, up, up. Whether she wants up or down, it's up. So I said, let's go to the baby wearers meeting. They have, what are they, bi-weekly meetings or bi-monthly?
I think, yeah.
Yeah. So we went to this meeting, and we tried. I tried the ring sling because that just seems so much easier.
I stood in the corner with a frowny face.
No, you didn't. You interacted. Don't pretend. And I love the ring sling. I said this is what we need to get for around the house, and so I went on the group, and I found one used.
Yes, she did.
And it was not too expensive. It was decently priced. Mm-hmm. It's not one of the higher end brands, but it's a good brand.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what brand it is, but I like it. Mm-hmm. It works for us. Okay. It's not an extended wear type of carrier. It really puts some pressure on my shoulders. So then we went to MommyCon, like I said, and they have all these wraps there.
Enormous selection.
Enormous.
It was like every other vendor had another type of wrap.
It was the thing, though.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's what they were there for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, MommyCon is awesome. But with the vendors, that one was like the Techni wraps, the Techni woven wraps in that corner back there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think MommyCon actually had some, they brought some wraps, too. Or maybe they were
Techni was like the carrier sponsor for MommyCon. Something along the lines, yeah.
So I was like, I just don't get it. And then we got home and I thought about it.
Yep. Instead of talking to somebody while we were there. Yes.
I know. It would have been so much better. They even had a wrapping class or a workshop.
Yep.
And I just said, you know what? I don't think that's my thing. I don't think I want to do that. But I'm really happy with my Tula.
Just enough to wet your whistle though. Just seeing them.
Oh, they're beautiful. Like, the fabrics, they really are beautiful. So, yeah, that's my mom's traction lately.
Yeah.
I've been on the Facebook page asking questions. I've been looking at different brands, trying to figure out which they have different types of fabrics. There's different sizes. There's so much to learn and know. And so...
So I get a text that says, don't hate me, ... And I knew right then and there something was coming. But it's good. No, and you know, I kid, of course. And, you know, I know it's important. And I know baby wearing is something that you love. And, you know, I love it, too. I do like that closeness. And I like the, you know, having her close to me. And being able, of course, have two hands is excellent. So if a wrap's where you want to go next, then let's give it a shot. After You do your research.
Yeah, and actually.
After your doctor said bye, right.
So we talked about while we were there how it just seemed like such a hassle to have to get the baby, get them all wrapped in. Well, there's actually a type of a carry. I don't remember what it's called, but where you pre-wrap and you can actually just plop the baby in.
Okay.
So it could be convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just as convenient. Like, let's say we want to go to the mall. I go ahead and get all wrapped up. And then once we get out, then I can just put her in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I have to wrap her. There are multiple, so many different types of carries. But maybe it's not as inconvenient. And one of the questions was about comfort, because I talked about my shoulders hurting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of the women said that because it's a fabric and it's not that you, it's almost like a custom fit carry.
Sure.
Because, like with the straps, you can only go so tight. And so, especially if you have a smaller frame, that, it's better because you can get a better fit.
Sure.
So I don't know, maybe it'll be my new favorite carrier.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
So, yeah, that's my mom's traction.
Well, I know, and you know, there are other things that would scare me more if that was your current mom's traction, but I think we can handle a wrap. One of my favorite stories of baby wearing is it was early in Baby Belle's life. We were walking through an airport, and we had to take a flight when she was very young. And
she was only, 4 months old?
Yeah, very, very young. And she was still nursing, of course. This mama right here, walking through the airport, it was time to feed. There was no time for stopping.
No, we were running. We had to get from one end. If you've ever been to the Chicago airport, it's a mess.
It is a mess. So I hear, hang on, she's hungry. So I turn around, and there's Baby Belle. She's crying, and she's ready to eat. And I see this mom-tractor mama here getting ready. And I'm like, we got to go. And she said, don't worry. I think we had a sling or something at the time. So it was...
Yeah, I had a pouch ring sling type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So she throws her on. She starts feeding. She says, here, throw this blanket around me. And I throw a little Aiden and I blanket around mm-hmm. you. And... here we are walking through the airport while Mama's carrying and feeding, and I don't know, just made me smile. You know, it's one of those things where we have something, you know, this little baby who needs to eat, and then we still have something we have to do. But here's this Mama's new obsession at the time already was these carriers, and it was even reinforces it even more for me that hey, this works, and this we need to if we're gonna go all in for carrying. There's proof that you can do it anywhere, anytime, do anything. And I think that's kind of a misconception too, at least from my end, was like, really, you want a carrier? This is not. I mean, it's great to have two hands, but isn't that one more thing we have to do? But 30 seconds to put her in, and we're off and going.
Yeah. It saves so much time and so much energy.
We don't have to put her in a grocery cart. I mean, you know, there's just there. It's a lot. Of positives that there are and very few negatives that I found thus far.
So as you can see, being mom-tracted is not a bad thing at all.
Right.
It's not always negative. You know, you probably think being mom-tracted is being a distracted mom,
mm-hmm.
but that's not really, I mean, yes, it is, but it's being distracted by good things.
Mm-hmm.
Things that, like you said, that, you know, I really got interested in the beginning in baby wearing, and I got mom-stracted with it, and it turned out to be a good thing.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's our first episode?
Yeah.
Is that what this is called?
Yeah, we can call it episodes.
This one's probably going to be a little different than, I guess, our normal... episodes.
And I think I'm going to speak for you a little bit here, but I think the plan is really most of them will probably be you and I, and just kind of talking and
mm-hmm.
very conversational, just what's on your mind right now, and, you know, Maybe we'll get some dad-stracted stuff here and there. Who knows?
Are you going to coin that phrase?
I might just take that.
Dad-stracted.
I might.
There you go, guys.
Grab that. You heard it here first. But then also maybe some interviews with people. Maybe talking to some other people who are maybe going through some of the same stuff we're going through, or experts in fields if we can get them. And
yeah, we might do that. Yeah. If anybody listens.
Yeah, if anybody's out there.
Hello. Here's something I'm going to ask. If there's anybody out there listening, I ask questions on my Facebook group, the Momstracted Facebook group. First of all, join the group. Look it up. Join the group. Follow it. Like it. Whatever it is that you do on Facebook. And I ask questions and nobody answers me. I know I have followers.
Yeah. And I think, and this is just me, of course. I mean, you gotta get that ball rolling, you know? I mean, it's new. Like you said, only 9 posts. I'm very proud of 9 posts. I'm very proud. I mean, not that I didn't think you'd do it, but it's great to see you sticking with it. And I love it because I know it is the blog and the podcast are also a mom distraction, which is crazy if you think about it. It's a big circle. But you know, you got to get the momentum, you got to get the viewership and hopefully the listenership, and it's all in due time. It'll happen.
Yeah.
Confidence is high.
But I have real questions, like things that I want to learn about. So, I'm learning from you guys as you guys are learning from us.
Or listening to us. Hopefully there's something you can learn. Who knows?
Yeah. On that note, mm-hmm. I am not certified. I am not, my degree is in art with a focus in photography.
So if you have any photography questions.
Photography questions I can answer.
Wait, take that back.
Yeah. But boy, can I draw a picture. I am not a professional. Like, I don't even know. I'm not a professional in baby wearing. I'm not a professional in cloth diapering.
You're a professional being a mom.
I'm a professional mom. But you should really do your research.
Absolutely. And the internet's great.
The internet's great. Consider us a starting point, and we'll give you some resources for that research.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you should definitely do your own research.
Yes. And if you have questions, of course, momstracted@gmail.com. She would be happy to point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
I mean, like she said, not an expert, but more than happy to say, here are my thoughts,
yeah.
Or her thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I love talking to people, and I seem very introverted. I guess I am kind of introverted, but I do like people. I know I've said it like 3 or 4 times, but this is our first podcast episode, and thank you for being my co-host, Dad, my daddy co-host.
Husband,
daddy co-host. Our second podcast,
uh-huh.
We'll be announcing a special giveaway.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Already?
Already,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, look at you.
So,
busy mama.
Something very fun, something that Baby Belle has learned to love in only a week.
Oh, man, I know what this is already.
So, give you something to entice you to listen to our second episode. Until then, this is Momstracted Mama.
And Flick.
And thank you for listening. Momstracted.